Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notaries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Well Doc, it seemed like a good idea at the time. The Unexpected Adventures of a Trauma Surgeon. Author J. Paul Wemack shares the high-stakes world of trauma surgery through a collection of stories that are as educational as they are engrossing. Drawing from his extensive experience as a trauma surgeon, Wemack provides readers with a unique glimpse into the frenetic, unpredictable, an often humorous world that surgeons navigate daily. The book serves as a testament to the challenges and rewards of a career dedicated to saving lives under pressure, revealing the incredible decision-making process and mental agility required of those in the field. Wemack's candid recounting of his experiences combines medical insights with captivating storytelling, inviting readers into the operating room to witness the complexities and innovations in modern medicine. His narrative not only showcases the technical skills of a surgeon, but also highlights the profound human emotions involved in medical emergencies. This book is a fascinating exploration of the resilience of both patients and healthcare professionals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the life of a trauma surgeon. Trauma surgery is an intensely demanding field, requiring practitioners to make split-second decisions that can mean the difference between life and death. Well, Doc, it seemed like a good idea at the time, delves deeply into the personal and professional life of a trauma surgeon, presenting readers with a realistic portrayal of the challenges and pressures faced in emergency medical situations. The author discusses the rigorous training and mental fortitude required to succeed in this high-stress environment. He provides an insider's perspective on the daily routines, unpredictable emergencies, and the seamless teamwork necessary among medical professionals in a trauma center. Through various anecdotes, Wemack illustrates the critical thinking, adaptability, and resilience required to navigate complex medical scenarios, emphasizing the emotional and psychological toll on surgeons. The topic underscores the dedication and passion necessary to persevere in a field where the stakes are always high and the outcomes profoundly impact human lives. Secondly, decision-making under pressure. One of the central themes of the book is the critical aspect of decision-making under extreme pressure, a routine yet crucial part of a trauma surgeon's job. J. Paul Wemack shares numerous instances where rapid judgment calls had to be made, illuminating the process and rationale behind these decisions. His stories demonstrate not only the medical knowledge required, but also the importance of intuition, experience, and the ability to remain calm under duress. The book explores the concept of damage control surgery, a strategy employed in the most dire situations to stabilize patients for future interventions. Wemack's recounting of these moments showcases the blend of science, art, and the human element in surgical decision-making. This discussion serves as a valuable lesson on the importance of decisiveness, prioritization, and the management of limited resources in emergency care, offering insights that extend beyond medicine to any high-pressure decision-making scenario. Thirdly, the human element in medicine. J. Paul Wemack's book shines a bright light on the human element inherent in the practice of trauma surgery. It uncovers the emotional journeys not only of the patients and their families, but also of the medical professionals who care for them. Wemack shares heartfelt stories of recovery, loss, and the sometimes fragile connection between patient and physician. These narratives serve to remind readers of the vulnerability, strength, and resilience of the human spirit. The author discusses the psychological impact of traumatic injuries on patients and the importance of empathy, compassion, and communication skills in providing care. Additionally, Wemack addresses the emotional self-care of healthcare professionals, highlighting the importance of dealing with stress, coping with the aftermath of difficult cases, and the risk of burnout. This topic emphasizes the balance medical practitioners must maintain between professional detachment and compassion, ensuring they provide the best care while also taking care of their well-being. Fourthly, innovations and challenges in trauma surgery. The book provides a glimpse into the evolutionary developments and challenges in the field of trauma surgery. Wemack discusses technological advances, from new surgical techniques to the integration of robotics and digital health technologies in patient care. He elaborates on how these innovations have revolutionized treatment options, improved outcomes, and presented new challenges, including the need for continuous learning and adaptation among medical professionals. The topic explores the importance of research, clinical trials, and evidence-based practice in advancing the field and improving patient care. WAMAC underscores the challenges of maintaining a balance between advancing medical technology and ensuring equitable access to care. This theme highlights the dynamic nature of the medical field, where ongoing innovation requires surgeons to be not only skilled practitioners, but also lifelong learners. Lastly, ethics and the moral dilemmas of trauma care. Ethics play a crucial role in the practice of trauma surgery, a theme J. Paul WAMAC examines through various ethical dilemmas and moral questions facing medical professionals. The book discusses scenarios involving end-of-life decisions, informed consent in emergency situations, and the allocation of scarce resources. WAMAC provides insights into the complex process of ethical decision-making in a high-pressure environment, where the values of autonomy, beneficence, non-maleficence, and justice must be weighed and balanced. The author encourages readers to reflect on the profound responsibility of making life and death decisions and the ethical considerations that guide these choices. This topic delves into the importance of ethics committees, the development of ethical guidelines in trauma care, and the role of personal values and professional ethics in shaping the decisions that trauma surgeons and healthcare teams face. In conclusion, "Well, Doc, it seemed like a good idea at the time" is essential reading for those intrigued by the world of trauma surgery, medical professionals, students considering a career in medicine, and anyone interested in the intersection of medical science and the human condition. J. Paul WAMAC's firsthand accounts provide not only a vivid window into the intense, high-stakes environment of trauma care, but also offer valuable lessons on resilience, decision-making, and the ethical dimensions of medical practice. This book highlights the incredible dedication and skill of those who work on the front lines of healthcare, making it a source of inspiration and insight. Readers will come away with a deeper appreciation for the challenges and rewards of the medical profession and the importance of empathy, innovation, and ethics in navigating the complexities of patient care. It's a testament to the courage and commitment required to make split-second decisions that can save lives, making it a beneficial read for anyone interested in the realities of modern medicine and the impact of healthcare professionals on society at large. If you would like to support J. Paul WAMAC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.